So today we are going to learn the first man in the Old Testament start giving tithes to God. And he is the first man teaching us how to give. So we are going to learn about him, that how God used him as a vessel to teach the lesson, not only the people who were in the Old Testament, but the people in the New Testament. You know, God called Abraham. When God called Abraham, he was in a heathen land. All his relatives, even though he came in a Seth's family supposed to be righteous. The Abraham comes from the Noah's family or Shed's family. Still, his parents, they were idol worshippers, and God called him from that land. And when God called him, God blessed him. Go to the book of Genesis, chapter 12, and start reading from.
Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in all these shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sichem, unto the plain of Moreh. And the Canaanite was dead in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him.
God called Abraham and said, leave your father's place and everything and follow me. When God's blessing comes, you should be thankful to God. If somebody gives you a glass of water, what do you say? Thank you. Here the word of God is saying, Abraham, first time he built the altar and he praised God. And now let's read the verse 17.
And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abram's wife.
Now here God blessed Abraham. He said, whoever blesses you, that person will be blessed. Whoever curses you, that person will be cursed. But he said to the Pharaoh, she is my sister. So he took her because she was so pretty. That's the reason the word of God said they got disease and plague in their land.
And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why sayest thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife? Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had.
Now here we see, this man not only gave his wife back, but gave him a lot of money. Read the verse, chapter 13, verse 2 to 4.
And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai.
Abraham became so rich. So what he's doing now, when God blessed him, read the words 14 to 18, same chapter.
And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent, and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord.
See here again, When God blessed Abraham, he built the altar and did the sacrifice to the Lord. Sarah didn't have any children. Abraham didn't have any children. He's 75 years. He's thinking, okay, I'll take my uncle's son and he will be my son. And that's why he was taking him and carrying him, even though God told him, forsake everything and follow me. But they had fighting between Lot's people and Abraham's people. And then he said, okay, we are fighting. Choose the land, whatever you want. If you go this way, if you go right, I'll go left. So we saw Lot found the very best land where it is the all greenery and all the good water and everything. Now he said, I'm going to go to this way, where the Sodom and Gomorrah was. And so Abraham was a little bit maybe disappointed. Now he took the best land, what I'm going to do? He might be again worried. Now this is the one son I was thinking about. Now my son is lost. What should I do now? That's the time God appeared to him and said, now look, all the land and everything, and not only that, I'm going to give you everything what you need. When you are trusting in the Lord, God supplies your need. Sometimes, even the children of God, they see a little bit problem and they get discouraged. Financial situation or any other situation comes, you get discouraged. Discouragement is in another forms of doubt and fear. Doubt and fear is not from the Lord. Doubt and fear is from the devil. God is trying to say, you know what, Abraham, don't trust on your lot. Don't trust on that man's youth. Trust in me. Look at the vast land. Everything is for you. And God will make it good. You know the Israeli people, when they came to this Palestine, that land was like a desert place. Today is like a Garden of Eden. Beautiful land, beautiful flowers and gardens, and they are producing all kinds of fruits and giving to whole Europe and even coming to USA from this tiny little land. And that beautiful land they had, and they kicked these Israeli people away, and I said, this land looks so farming and good, and what they made like now jungle again, to killing Israel from that land and barren land again. What I'm trying to say, if God is with you, God blesses you. Wherever you put your foot, that place will be blessed. The Psalm 1, please read, and first three verses.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Who is the man? A blessed man. He doesn't listen to ungodly people. He doesn't sit with them. He doesn't talk with them. He doesn't associate with those people. He doesn't live with the sinful people or act sinful way. And he meditate on the word of God day and night. Means what? He's always thinking about God. If that kind of person looks like what? He will be like tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. What does that mean? He said that person's life will be fruitful. Everything that man puts his hand will be blessed. That's what happened to Abraham. Even though he went to the barren land, God blessed him. And the word of God says he was so blessed and so rich. So once you are a godly man, God always come to rescue you and he supplies your need. Now the Lord went in the green land. He thought it's a beautiful land, but he went there and had a lot of problems. Money, food, clothes, house and shelter is not only blessings. You cannot buy God's blessing by money.
True.
There are so many rich people in the world, but they are miserable. They cannot eat the good food. They cannot have good night's sleep. They have to have tablets to go to bed, and they have to have something to digest their food, and sometimes they may not able to eat anything. And some of the rich people, they have lots of problems. So the money is not the answer. Now Lot went to the place, they have plenty of food and green land and everything. But what was there? All sinful activities were going on. Lot was not able to witness to one person about God. Now the word of God says the enemy came, not one, so many kings, to destroy the Sodom and Gomorrah. Not only that, they took Lot and his family and they ran away. And some person comes to Abraham and said, you know, your nephew or your relatives, they are kidnapped and they are gone, and now I'm the one came here to tell you. Abraham should have said, you wanted to run away from me? You didn't want any of my protection? I bought you from there and you supposed to help me, but my time of need you ran away? You know I don't have any children? You supposed to help me and you ran away? Now let the enemy kill you. I'm not coming. But what the word of God is saying? Let's read Genesis chapter 14. Start from verse 12.
And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner, and these were confederate with him. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him, at the valley of Shaba, which is the king's dale.
Now look at this, Abraham. Someone comes and says the Lot and his family and everybody is kidnapped and they are gone. What Abraham did? He did not murmur. He did not say he deserves a punishment. He took all of his servants born in his family. That means the servants he took and the servants' children. They were trained to be warrior. How many people he took? 318 people. Can you imagine here 4 or 5 kings and their armies? 318 people is nothing. But when God is with you, he multiplies what you have.
Amen.
And he gives you strength to defeat the enemy.
Amen.
And he took them and he knew how to deal with the enemy. And he divided these three groups of people. And when the enemy was sleeping, destroyed them. And then the king comes and says, oh, you did a great job. We should award you something. He said, no way. I don't want you telling me that you made me rich. God supplied my need. God is the one who did a miracle. But here God was watching over Abraham. How he was faithful. How he delivered his even enemy. He was not enemy, but he was became enemy. But he went and helped him. Defeated all the evil kings with only 318 people. So God was pleased. Let's go to the verse 18 to 20. Same chapter.
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand, and he gave him tithes of all.
God sent Melchizedek. Melchizedek represents Christ. And he was the high priest of God. And what he brings? Wine and bread. The wine represents the blood of Jesus Christ. And the bread represents the body of Christ. Abraham didn't know anything about this. But here we see, when you are tired and weary, and take a little bit grape juice, you will feel refreshed. And eat some good bread, you will get some energy and strength. So he gave him something to drink and something to eat, because all these warriors, they were fighting, they were hungry and they are thirsty. The king did not say, Abraham, your people are hungry and thirsty. Here is the food. We prepared for you. You are very tired and eat. But God was thinking about Abraham. He bought the food for him. He bought the drink for him. So Abraham was what? So grateful. He said, what I'm going to do? God did not tell him, Abraham, I did this much for you. What are you going to do for me now? God did not say to Adam. God did not say to Noah. God did not say to Abraham, give me tithe. That's the point I'm bringing. Here the word of God is saying, Abraham was not taught by God to give tithe. Why did he give it to the Lord? He thought, oh, we would have been dead when we were in fighting. God protected me. And God gave me food and drink. Now we are refreshed. We got strength back. We should give God our tithes and offerings. How did he do that? He said he gave him the tithe of all. What does that mean? Tithe of all. Whatever he got. He got everything what he got. He gave tithe of everything. Amen. Just think, he got 10 cows. One cow is God's. He got 10 sheep, one sheep is God. He got $10, $1 is God's. Whatever he got, he gave 10% of all. He didn't say, oh, let me check what money I got. I'll give 10%. I don't know how to give these other tithes. Some people give tithe on their earning, a net, or after paying all the bills, when $10 are remaining, okay, this is my tithe now. Let me give $1 because that's what I have. That is not a tithe. That is a robbery. Tithe means before you give any payment, as soon as you get the check in your hand, you should be taking the money out 10% and put it aside. Then the blessing comes. Here we see this man, Abraham, gave tithe of all things. Some people say, okay, I can only give tithe when I got my salary. But somebody gives me $100 gift. Why should I give tithe? That's not my earning. That's not what God says. Whatever you get in your hand, it can be somebody gave you a gift. It can be government check. It can be check came from insurance. Whatever comes in your hand, you give tithe of all things. What you have. That's what he did. And God blessed him and supplies all his needs. That's what it is. When you God gives you something, you should be thankful to God. You know what? Ananias and Sapphira gave 50%. What happened to them? Drop dead. Somebody says, wow, they gave 50%. Abraham gave only 10%. Why we give the 50% and we are dead? Why? Because you're cheating on God. They thought, oh, God doesn't know. You got $100,000? $50,000, put it in a safe deposit, and just $50,000, say, oh, this is what I got. What they were doing? They were cheating on God. That's why St. Peter says, why are you lying against the Holy Spirit, against the God, and against the Lord? If you read three different ways they use the word. That means he's saying, you are lying to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Don't think that nobody was watching.
True.
God was watching over your money. Mm-hmm. And somebody says, nobody knows my salary. I never told Pastor Peter. You don't have to tell me your salary. God knows your salary. God knows your income.
Yes, sir.
And somebody says, if I don't give, then what? You don't give? God is not going to kill you, just like he killed Ananias and Sapphira. Why they were killed? Because they lied to God. The tithe is not by force. God did not say to Abraham, Abraham, now you better give me tithe. Otherwise, I'm going to kill you. Didn't say that. But when he gave the tithe, see what God says. Go to the Genesis chapter 15. Verse 1 to 5.
After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
Abraham, don't be afraid. Afraid of whom? All these kings, all these enemies. Nobody is going to destroy you. Because he defeated all the enemies with the 318 people. So you might be thinking, wow, now somebody is going to find out we had only 318 warriors and they can come against us and they can kill us. But once you give tithes to the Lord, what God says, when you give your tithes and offerings to God, God comes to rescue you. What he's trying to say? I am your what? Shield. And exceeding great reward. When you give it to God, it multiplies. Somebody do not like to give. But the word of God says, give and what? It shall be given back to you. How? Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Man will not give it to you like that, but God will advise man, or inspired man to give it to you. You don't have to beg to anybody. He said, when you give it to God, God will talk to people to give it to you. And God does miracles. So here he says, Abraham, you give all your tithe. He would have said, I got a lot of money now. Let's build the more fence around us. The enemy would not come. And get some more equipment to fight. So we don't have to worry. God said, don't worry about that. I'm going to take care of you. That's what he said. I'm your shield. I'm going to protect you. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 7, he says, enemy will come what? One way. But they will run seven ways. Why? The gangster, they go in one way, one together. And when the police siren comes, they run wherever they can find the room. They didn't say, hold our hands and let's go together. When we fighting with enemy, with our own strength, God says, okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
But when we say, Lord, we don't have our own strength. We want your strength, we want your power, we want your wisdom, your grace. Then he says, what? My grace is what? All sufficient. We trust in the Lord. This man trusted in God. When God called him, he came out. He didn't know where he was going. He followed the Lord. And here when he gives his tithes and offerings, God says, now I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to be your shield. And I'm going to be your what? Reward. So once you give it to the Lord and just wait. Some people say, you know, I gave 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and nothing happening. Okay, I'll give you an example. You take an apple seed, Or you take a mango seed and sow it. Do you get the mango next day? Mango tree you plant, it will take only maybe 10, 20 years to come fruits. The apple seed, I don't know how many years it comes. 7 years. So you put the seed and you don't go and look at third day if you got the fruits. You have to be patiently waiting. And once the fruits start coming, they come every year. Or every other year will be more. So what I'm trying to say, don't sit there and say, I gave tithe last year and nothing happened, so I'm not giving to God. If you start thinking like that, God has seen already your heart. We are sowing in the kingdom of God and God is watching over us. He said, when you take your money and put it in the God's storehouse, there no thief comes and no enemy can steal or do anything. And so your money is safe. And then what he said, where your money is, there your heart will be. So if you're spending money for the God's work, then your heart will be winning souls. That's what I do. I don't worry about how much I gave it to the Lord. I just think if I had more, I would have given more. And so what I'm trying to say, once you give it to the Lord, God will fight for you. And go to the Malachi chapter 3. Chapter 3, start reading from verse 8.
Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation.
He said, you robbed me, not only you, but the whole nation. One person said, I'm not giving tithe, and nobody will give the tithe in the church. Go and see some churches. Not a single person give tithe. Then go to the pastor. Pastor says, nobody gives tithe. Sir, do you give tithe? No, I don't. How can then somebody will give tithe? Many pastors not giving their tithe. So the congregation will not give the tithe. So the same whole nation, not one person, whole nation, stop giving tithe. Go ahead.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts.
See what happens here? He said, if you bring your tithes and offerings, I will open the heavenly windows and pour down the blessings, and you will have more than enough. That means you don't have to worry about your food. You don't have to worry about your shelter. You don't have to worry about your car. You don't have to worry about your anything in this life. Because he said, you gave it to me, I will take care of you. And then he said, just like we read it in Genesis, he said to Abraham, I am your shield and what? I am your reward. When Abraham gave tithe. Now here is same way saying, when you don't give the tithe, you are robbing God. But if you give the tithe, I am going to open the heavenly windows and pour down the blessings, and you will not have room enough to store it. And then he says, I will fight your devourer. Who is our devourer? The enemy. Who is the enemy? Devil. Devil comes to kill, steal and destroy. He brings sickness, disease, financial crisis and every crisis he brings. And the root cause is what? Not giving to God. Simple as that. And so here we see, he said, if you give it to God, and then I will fight your devourer. If you read in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and read first 13 verses. Please read. When you say diligently listen to the word of God, what does it mean? He said, obey my commandment. obey what you're supposed to do, then the blessing flows. Go ahead.
And it shall come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Amen.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
What did he say? The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee. God says, okay, you need money. Money, go there. God will command the blessings. Whatever you needed, God will command that blessing to come to you. You don't have to cry. You don't have to beg. In the sowing the seed, then you just relax. It's coming. So he says, I will command the blessings to thy storehouses. Whatever you need, he will give it to you. But when? When I am obeying his commandment, right? People don't want to listen to God, but say, God, listen to me. I am praying and praying and nothing is happening. Where are you, Lord? He says, I'm right here. But you're not listening to me. Okay, go ahead.
The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them.
That means God says, you are not the tail, you are the head. Amen. Stay above only, not beneath. Nobody is going to defeat us as we stay in the Lord. No physical problem, no financial problem, no house problem. Because he said, I am your reward and I am your shield. I am your protection and I am your blessings. God supplies all our needs. In this paragraph, if you read, when you go home, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 13, is all the blessings. Then you go and read verse 14 and onwards. All the curses are there when you don't listen to God. And you just read in the Malachi, when you don't give it to God, you are cursed. People don't want to listen to curse word. But it says you bring in curse on yourself. You can make $1 billion and keep it there for rainy days. When it rains, it pours. I'm saving for the rainy days. Rainy days will come, start pouring, you will not have anything left. So give it to God, it's safe and secure. Shall we rise? We just learned up to Abraham. Now next week we are going to learn a couple of more examples and then we are going to go to real tithe teaching and then we'll come to the New Testament. Once you go through all of these things, you will never have any doubt about tithe and you will be able to teach pastors and deacons and all other people who are not giving tithe and how they are financially having problems. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for Abraham, called the faith of our fathers. He is a great example for the Old Testament people as well as New Testament. So Lord Jesus, give us grace to follow the steps of the righteous man. Bless us, Lord, and use us mightily for the glory of God. Supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.